So he, Pacific, he got close. Start with 600, he got down to 40, and they only take 12. So what a joke that was. So he realized, so he ended up going to Chapman University down in Orange, California, which is a great school, but he was gone for 3 years. He just came back in August. So.
Chris is sick, so
he can find a job in the Valley.
No, you want to see
your kid. I don't know if you want to see your son much, but it's always nice that they
don't. Well, they have like a 98% placement.
Yeah, but probably the big, you know, it's going to be in a big city.
I know. Well, so
it's going to be a
and
quick
then, meeting. Well,
what?
San
Francisco. That's ridiculous. Yeah, you're going to need like
six
meetings in order.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to have this on the agenda so that we can just be reminded every time of the five reasons why we're here, and that's to gain a greater understanding of the senior program and the function to serve citizens, explore new ways of marketing and program innovation, and with that to get the greatest number of people, citizens, involved in the program, evaluate the organizational structure, and ensure organizational efficiencies and service delivery, seek advocates for the program and involvement through volunteerism, and also to evaluate the senior program and create an official subcommittee, which we talked about at the last meeting. So those are just really quick. Those are the five goals of the subcommittee, and I paraphrase those to kind of go quick because I know we have a somebody who is not feeling well. So if we could maybe do old business and then evaluate new business when we get to that point.
Great. So do you want to report on so we just want to move to new business?
No, do B.
Yeah.
I was thinking if we spend some time talking about the survey,
yeah,
and then see if you want to go into new business.
Right, okay.
Or if you want to just dismiss.
Well, let's just see where we go.
Okay. So to go on to the report on the survey, we had a meeting last week. I think it was last week, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Monday, actually. No, I don't know. But we had a meeting last week, and had a few of our team members there who have been involved in surveys in the past, and not necessarily so that we could come up with all the questions for a survey, because I think that's really something that we need to spend some time and get your input and then present back to you, but we'd like to get your input before we get started too. So we didn't go into that, but we did go into kind of how we would do this and what we think would make it the most successful survey possible. I think, you know, my main goal in this is to get it to as many people as we can to make it as comprehensive as possible. And in comprehensiveness, I'm imagining that enough people would read it and fill it out who have a potential to use the senior center, have already used the senior center, or otherwise. You know, I think those are the two big groups that we're looking for, but I think we should be interested in what anybody has to say. Everybody has relatives, everybody knows somebody who's in this age bracket who could use the senior program. And I think our target for the senior program, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but is 50 and over, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
We're not cutting it at 62 or 65 or anything like that.
There's just certain programs that have that as a requirement. But, you know, somebody in their 50s wants to come do yoga for a while.
Yeah. We don't check IDs, do we?
No.
Yeah. So we talked about that. So the things that I think we need to talk about today are the goals that the commissioners have, and as a subcommittee, talk about it as a group for the survey itself. So if you had any ideas, like the I want to statements with the survey, I want to reach a lot of people is how I would maybe put mine and get as much information as possible. But we might have the I want to ask people what's working for them, and I want to ask people what if they haven't used the program. If there's a question that says, when's the last time you used the program, if you're over 50 and you haven't, ask them why, you know, and see if they can give us an answer for that. So those are examples of some goals, but that would be a good idea to talk about that today with the subcommittee. And then the other major thing we need to talk about with the subcommittee is timing, because timing is going to be a big issue. There are certain things that are in place, or in play, I guess, that would make it easier for us to get the survey out to a lot of people. And what I'm referring to is the recreation guide, that we're going to direct mail that in the fall.
The fall program guide starts, we start working on that actually probably next month, but I think the deadline's towards the end of July, early August,
But it doesn't go out until
early August.
August.
First, and then we have two different mailings that we do.
Yeah. So that's something, that's a few months out, but has a wide disbursement. I mean, we could get that out to a lot of people. So the question is, how effective is it as a means of getting it out to people? It would be an insert in the guide or information about different ways that you could fill it out. Because
we talked also about having it be something you could just fold and send in that's postage paid already.
And what about an online ability?
Online, definitely, but that's one of the big things we talked about. You've got to have lots of different modes or methods.
Yeah.
So mailing it in is one option. Giving information about how to log in to it online to do it is another. I think we shouldn't rule out any type of means to get the information, as long as it's always presented in the same way, online or in person or filling it out on paper. I think we'll get the information we want.
And you were envisioning a separate loose piece or something you tear out of it, or
we hadn't got to that.
I guess
what I was thinking, and this isn't because this is what we're going to do, but in my mind I was thinking that it would be an insert, so you don't have to tear,
right?
And we didn't have to pay for a perforated page.
But then that involves somebody inserting it. You guys don't do that very often, you know, actually have a loose piece that is, you know what I mean?
I guess that would be a charge
of cost to put this.
You'd have to
in.
Talk to Valley Web about the different options and see.
Because how many do you give out?
In the summer, we do less of a print than we do in the winter spring. Winter spring goes out to every single hospital.
So August is the fall.
Yeah, August is the fall guides.
And that's
so,
the shooting board.
Yeah.
Yeah, but winter would reach more people. It sounds
winter would reach more people.
So. I thought we went away from mailing to every.
Winter Spring is the only one that we mail to every. We do one guide a year that goes out to all.
So it goes to every.
In the winter
residence.
And spring, only that one guide. And then the fall and the summer only goes to the targeted mailing.
You can get it online, right?
Get it online, yeah.
So the inherent issue here is time. We're here today talking about doing a survey that's not going to even go out to people until potentially the winter. And that gives us plenty of time to put it together and everything. But it's probably more time than we need to do all of that. So that's one of the issues. I just want to put that on the table. There are other ways to get it out to everybody. Utility billing, you know, that'll go to every citizen. Anybody who has a utility with the city would get something like that. There's direct mail that we could do ourselves. That's expensive.
It just seems like they send out the newsletter and your bill. And how much room is there for a loose? And
we should check into that, though, because Michael and I talked briefly this morning. Like, I'm wondering, it's like if we waited until the August and sent it out in the program guide, I'm not sure that everybody opens that program guide. You know, that gets it?
Where the utility bill.
Everybody opens their utility bill. And or a direct mailing, at least they'd open the envelope. I don't know if they fill out the survey, but, you know, I'm just thinking about, because there's always a target amount that you want to get,
right.
The response you need to get.
And we'll talk in a minute about who will determine statistics and things like that. But, you know, I also want to say right up front that there is no way possible that we could pay for anything before July 1st. So that's the soonest we could do anything that's going to cost any money.
And a direct mail would be obviously the most expensive.
Yeah, and you know, I've worked for a community before that was large, had more households. So I take that back, family size was a lot larger, but we're talking like in the $500 to $7,500 range
for a direct mail.
Yeah, I think that would be a ballpark. Anyways, we'd be over $5,000. So,
and the one that's in here, you know, it's a what is this called?
And that was just one.
This is mostly the user group.
Little that was just done on Sunday, it was only for a week.
Right, but you got a lot of the actual people who use the facility.
That was the goal
this.
To see what they like,
and so
any comments or something.
Yeah, I know it's pretty well documented, but it was a fairly short. It's just
we did that on purpose because we tried over the years. We tried several different ways of doing surveys, and we even had one on our website, although. You know, it was in the drop-down menu, so it didn't get a lot of use. And really, for 70 and older, or really now it's 80 and older, they're not looking at the website, so they have to have a hard copy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So direct mailing or some hard thing that you actually fill out. And did this have comments section?
Yeah, on the back side, it was a one page.
I
guess you.
Yeah, this is just the.
The back side
said. So they said you could fill out and make actual comments.
It says how many months or years you've been coming to the senior center, how many days per week you come, and any comments or suggestions you'd like to have. And then I had signature optional and phone number optional because I thought, if they want to write something bad, they ought to be able to do it.
So we kind of want something similar, I think. We want a comment sheet attached to that.
Yeah, I think, we talked a lot about what's effective when you do surveys, and we want to work with Source at the SOU, and they would be our advisors, and actually we have to contract with them, I believe, to do a survey. And our goal, of course, to reach as many people as possible to make it as informational as possible, and they would be the ones to tell us how to do that. But other things in it, you know, like comments and things like that, you always want to, my opinion is you always want to provide comments, but not require them. And so after, if we have two sections or just one section or whatever, after each major theme or section, and at the end, giving people the opportunity to write something is a good idea.
If there's any way to keep them from having to mail it on their own.
Yeah.
That's always seems like somebody's going to have to get an envelope, fill it out, throw your stamp on it, and then get it in the mail. It seems like a lot to ask for just, you know, somebody who isn't really interested in the senior center.
This totally tongue in where people actually used it, as opposed to we're looking for people that maybe don't even know that there is a senior center, you know.
Yeah, and I think we agreed, and we had talked about drop boxes too at our different centers, where people could drop them off. We really, Chris, I believe we talked a lot about the folding method, where it was already stamped, where we had
bulk mailing,
okay, where they could mail it back. We don't want anybody to have to spend any money.
And so it's already addressed and has a permit stamp and that at least would, you know, give us a better chance to have people actually return them.
Right.
Because the younger kids, like you say, they would feel comfortable going online and filling it out, submitting it, but then that's not necessarily our target group.
Right. It's not. We would give them that option.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you asked some questions right off the bat to put people into categories, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're 18 or 20 years old, we want to hear what they have to say, but it's not going to be.
We want to know that that's the group that's making these comments.
We do. Yeah. We do.
Yeah, like skateboarding or something.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, people, you know, there's a few things like that, and I think we'd leave that to how to split those out in ways that would be most beneficial to analyze, leave that to the people who are designing the survey.
And this SOU source group, this is what they do, and is it student-based, or is it...
I think it is.
It's student-based, but they're... usually like sociology students in their last year. It's a research group that meets Southern California University Research Center.
Yeah.
And they work under Eva, you know, her from the school board. She's one of the professors there. And then Jean Maxwell, who is in our group, also works there. So
we feel like we would be represented really well, and that we would have a very professional and statistically valid survey if we use them and follow their guidance on how to get it out and ways to structure it and things like that.
But I sign a contract with them as well.
I believe we do a contract with them. I don't believe this is free.
Well, Gene might be able to get us a deal.
We don't need to be asking for deals, I don't think. I mean, I was a student once doing projects like this, and I'd hate to, if everybody got a deal, they wouldn't be able to do it anymore, and I think we could afford to do it. So, but not until July 1st, of course.
and they would tell us like the number of questions you'd have in a questionnaire. I mean, you guys didn't discuss any of that.
No, I wanted to talk to you about it today, though, and see if there was anything that you had as far as goals that you two or anybody else who up here who wants to comment as about the survey. We don't have to wordsmith things. We don't have to get into it. We have to ask this question. But if you want to know something from the survey, and it could be as general or specific as you want today, let's talk about it. And we can put it into the goals as we start talking about how to create the survey.
Well, I mean, just for myself, my goal from the beginning was, I know there's a hardcore group of users that utilize the facility, which is excellent. My goal is to broaden, you know, to try to figure out how to reach a broader audience, you know, how to stimulate participation, you know, within numbers, really, you know, and to make sure that we're reaching out to, you know, to the whole senior community. And, you know, I mean, every user group, every group, you know, has their main people. Like, I don't care if you're master swimmers or, you know, you're bike polo or whatever. It's like, you know, there's a core group of people that use it. But I think in this case, because this is such a valuable but, you know, really a large program as far as budget-wise goes, I mean, I feel that we need to be ensuring and somehow figuring out that if we're reaching out to as many people as we potentially can, you know, to, you know, find out if there's opportunities to expand the program, you know, if there's other, you know, just other, not groups of people, but just other users that...
additional programs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I look at our goal, the survey, you know, it's just an enlightenment thing too when people will realize. So it's kind of marketing, it's an evaluation, it's an advocation. I mean, you know, we might get some volunteers, people get on board. And so, you know, we can hit several of our goals with the survey.
Right.
And so I see, you know, it seems like it isn't just a survey, it's also getting the word out. And,
right.
And people have something to bounce off of.
Okay. So what I have so far is, who do we reach, who isn't getting reached, and how do we reach the broader audience? And then using the survey as a marketing tool as well.
Yeah, because that's one of the things Gene Maxwell brought up was, you know, you're eliciting information, but you're also informing at the same
time.
And I see
that maybe as more valuable as somebody realizing, oh, I want to get involved in the city, and I'm 62 or whatever, and you know what a great place to be involved. So bringing more people on board.
What about something about if you're not using the program, why aren't you using? What are the reasons why you're not using the program?
Why, right. Are there any reasons, and if so, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do think you have to define ages, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you also have to define if they're international or not.
What do you mean?
Well, because, well, of course, that's already defined the way we sent it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I think right at the beginning, doing age and would you be using the facility yourself, or would this be for somebody else? You know,
something like that.
Yeah.
So you can define it.
And I think the citizen thing is valid, kind of. I guess even though we're just mailing it to people in the community, we could just assume that. And I guess if we were just mailing it to people in the community, that we don't have to expand beyond. We don't have to ask that question, waste time asking, are you a citizen? That's just a...
Yeah.
Because it's not a requirement to come to the senior center.
No,
we
get plenty of people from Medford and so on.
Right. So.
But in the end, if you're more or less subsidizing what we've been doing, you know, that kind of matters a little bit.
Yeah. I think the only way to ensure that only the people you want to use it are using it is to make it a membership base, like Bedford does.
Right.
And we don't do that. So
but I mean, if we did a mailing, I mean, the survey would only go out to our target audience. Mm-hmm. If you put it online, then everybody could. Then you'd almost have to ask that question. You know, are you a citizen of Ashland, or do you?
Well, that's a good point because you know it's all in how you disseminate. You know, I think mailing it out is a tool. I don't know that it's the only tool that we would use. So,
right.
You know, and I went to a senior center in toured one in California, and they had the senior center was free for their people living in town. But if you came from outside of town, you either had to pay a fee, or you had to volunteer or something like that your time. So it was a distinction they made as well.
We'll try and figure out how to make sure we're comfortable with that whole aspect.
I mean, is there any non-citizens that use the facility regularly?
Yeah, I think, especially Moshom. We're one of the few Moshom areas in the region, and so we get people from all over for that.
Okay.
What about some kind of question about, I'm trying to figure out how to word this, but like a kind of almost like duplication of services. Like, if you're not getting your services, your recreation services from the senior program, where are you choosing to spend your time in? You know, maybe they might say the why, or I have no idea, but that might be a good question to figure out where people...
Some alternative.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, and you never know. I mean, it might give an indication of who, you know, who we potentially could partner with, or you know, or I mean, the one thing is you don't want to overlap services, you know, between public and private as much as you know is reasonable, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, you might be able to. I mean, like, I'm thinking, you know, some of the ideas I have going around in my head, maybe they're already offered by another entity. And
I think it's a really good question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yoga. It's up on every corner.
Mm-hmm. But not Marion's.
Good God.
That's true, yeah.
Marion's yoga is the best.
Any other major goals? We'll revisit this. It doesn't have to be everything. I think Chris and I will sit down and talk and add some more stuff to it as well.
Well, I would think the source people would have some ideas of standard questions that probably need to be in you know, that elicit the information that you're looking for. You know,
right.
And other senior center, you're talking about California and going to another senior center. It seems like it's invaluable to see how they created the wheel there, you know, and get to see their ideas. Or there's other surveys out there. I know that's pretty common is to look at sometimes the big cities. They're, you know, a little more comprehensive because there's hundreds of thousands.
I guess so. So I guess that's
north and not Roseburg either.
And we do have a contingency of people in the community who come from other places, you know, and they might have some input on that in the survey. I mean, mm-hmm. when they're filling it out, you know, well, I'd use the place I came from did this. If you guys did that, I think I would come. You know, that we might be able to get information.
Does Willamette Lane have it? Do they have a service, a senior service?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have a nice facility there. Willamette Lane, Parks and Rec, Springfield.
So, what I have right now, and I'm repeating this as much for the recorder as anything, who do we reach, who don't we reach? How do we reach the broader audience? How do we use the survey as a marketing tool, informing people? Are there reasons why they aren't using, and if so, what? Ages, obviously, citizen with question mark. If you're not getting your recreation service and you're in that age bracket from us, then from who? And then look at, obviously, this is not a part of the survey, but looking at what others do and asking that question. I mean, I guess it is part of the survey.
Yeah. So
trying to figure out from what other people know about senior centers, what their expectations are of a senior program.
Right. So anybody that currently lives here that maybe participated in the senior program somewhere else, they might have, you know, examples of things that they like.
What they like.
Yeah.
Some other program.
Okay. So what are your expectations from what you know about senior programming and facilities? So,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, I guess my problem, I guess I can't even formulate a decent question yet. So,
we'll try
I'm
and do
that creative, I guess. I'm trying to say, well, if I had to have a survey,
So we'll, using the goals, we'll be able to get it into the hands of the people who hopefully can craft these in a way that are going to be the most valid.
Yeah, I guess so, I'm coming up with stuff that we're really not thinking about at this point.
But when you see the questions, you might say, well, I don't like the way this is worded, or if we just added this, it would get to the question that I want to ask, and then you have the opportunity
something to bounce off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I would
okay. Be
better off to actually have questions that you could evaluate.
Great. Well, this gives us the start into that. Anything else on goals, Jim? Chris and I will talk more, but...
Yeah. I did go around and get the input from the instructors, and you know, we talked about that last time.
And that was the what's working and what is.
Yeah, and then I had somebody transcribe it, and then they looked at it and reviewed it. And then they
okay.
It. So
well, you and I will go over it, and then we'll present it the next meeting, I guess.
Yeah, but I did get those.
Okay. So I guess the other big issue on the survey is, what is your wish as far as the commissioners go? And I'd like input from everybody, but what's the wish as far as timing on this? because I don't want to, I mean, obviously we can't move on this like tomorrow. There's no way. And I think we just, we don't want to jump the gun on it, but the summer program doesn't go to everybody. The winter program seems like a long time away. I'm going to look into the utility billing, but what's your goal, I guess, for timing? When would you like to?
Well, my goal is sooner rather than later. I mean, that's what we discuss about moving, you know, forward, you know, at a decent pace, you know, which is why we're having these meetings. And I don't see any reason to, so since we can't spend any money until July 1st, that means we really can't do, like we can't hire source or do, all we can do is legwork, like can it go out with the utility bill, can it, what's the cost of a direct mailing, what are the dates that we have for if we put it in the program guide, how long is it going to take, I guess you could ask source how long it would take them to put, you know, put something together for us.
They almost have to do it according to school schedules, so I mean, so
they can't do it in the summer.
And that's we got to get with them pretty soon to ask them that. Because,
yeah, well,
I mean, if we're put up against the wall, we can be pretty resourceful, you know. And
well, we could ask them to, you know, to start it and just defer payment until after July 1st.
Yeah, that would be a problem budgeting because you got to pay for things within the...
You have to do the contract. And
you have to pay for the services you received during the cycle. But...
Well, Jim will pick
it up. Yeah.
You know, our... Right now, it's no to everything unless there's no other option as far as budget goes. But if it's, let's say we're talking at $5,000, we could figure out how to make that happen if there's no other way. Mm-hmm. And if they are going away, if we can't do it during the summer, I think we'd really like to see, we'd like to get them working on something.
I mean, that would be my preference.
Okay.
I just, you know, I mean, if we can't work on it till fall, that seems like 6 months away, which seems, you know, we got enough other stuff going on.
And we do have enough other stuff going on. We'll be deep into master planning Lithia Park, and you know, when you, it's nice to keep things moving. Then other things don't pop up and take priority over them.
But logistically, we're, you know, budget, school, these are things that are not movable.
Yeah.
So, it's the, you know, the reality sucks a bit, but you know, the reality is if we got to wait for the students to come back to deal with source, and we got to wait for the 1st of July, or you know, we can do a lot of the in-house stuff,
right?
However much that is, but still, I mean, source is the key linchpin to this thing. It seems
is that our only option?
I doubt it, but I think the other options are going to get a lot more expensive.
Right.
Yeah, a real survey group.
Right.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And, you know, I think this is a good point to emphasize that you can't move too quickly on these things either. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to be able to sit down and have somebody who knows the business say, this is valid. And we don't want to jeopardize that. So we don't want to go too fast. But I think waiting until... I would say winter is when we would be waiting for the guide is probably a little too long. Another thing that came out of our meeting, though, which I thought was great, is spreading the word about this thing. We had some comments from Dorinda Cottle, who does our promotions, and she felt like if we approached this the same way we do an event, you know, and use some of the same tools that we use for an event, like the bike swap, getting the word out for the bike swap, take some of those tools out of there that we're already familiar with, like Facebook. You can actually target people on Facebook based on the demographics that they enter and where they live and everything. We've used it for ice rink before, stuff like that. And Facebook, we probably aren't going to put up a banner across the street for a survey, but you know, there's a lot of tools in the toolbox that we've used to advertise before, and we've got a lot of people who've done a lot of advertising, so they may not be able to write the survey and make sure that it's statistically valid, but they know how to get it out and get it to people. So.
And those are tools that don't cost us a lot of money.
Yeah, things we're already doing, and contracts we already have in place mm-hmm. for services, things like that.
So it seems like the winter mailing probably isn't the vehicle we're going to consider as much as waiting. If we have to wait for source, we're looking at the end of August. I think they come back to school.
So yeah, if there's no way to do it in this.
So that's, you know, look at September, October, November area. Is that realistic? Since we can't start until July 1,
well,
kiss
there's,
off, and then
I think we need to know
by the end of July. Now it's August, and then pretty soon the kids are coming back. I know.
Well, like I said, the quick answer to anything that costs money is no. But once we find out how much it is, and if they're like, "Hey, we can't start the, if we can't do this now, we can't do it until later," and that's too long to wait. We can figure it out if it's the right price. I think if it's in that $5,000 range, we can figure it out
before
July 1st. But that's
source.
Yeah, that's source, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they may even be cheaper than that.
Okay. Well, that's
depends on the scope
to get them involved soon, then just to talk to them and say, "Hey, this is what we're thinking. What do you think, and how's your schedule?" They may be booked, maybe they're sitting around waiting for some project, which
is
ideal for them.
There's another option, too, as far as money goes. Are we too loud or something?
No, I think they went out the back door. It's probably like soft stuff.
I thought someone slammed the door on us. There's another option, too, and that is we could ask the foundation if they'd be willing to cover any of the costs. Because there's money we were going to ask them to pay for the TV that we just bought, and we haven't asked them yet. So maybe we just cover the TV. Maybe we just cover the TV, which is $2,000, and ask the foundation to give us the $2,000.
Well, that would jumpstart the whole system.
Yeah.
Because then we have to till the end of school to try to get something.
So, again, the linchpin still source and timing.
Do they know that we're interested in this?
Yeah.
So they, okay.
They've been talked to through two avenues, but, yeah, they
Have you talked to
them? No. I'm going to
have a sit-down with the three of you with somebody who's running the program.
I think so
they know we're serious about it.
Yeah, we will. We will soon.
We don't really need any questions yet. At this point, we're just saying, "Hey, this is where we're going, and how much can you help us now?
Yeah.
How much is it?"
Chris and I'll probably do that. Lonnie and Rachel have set us up with and kind of primed it for us. Told them that we're going to be doing this.
And we've never used them for anything.
No, but the city has. They used to
use them for the
downtown thing.
The what?
And Rachel and Lonnie are planning on using them for the golf course.
Probably sometime in the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, you will.
Summer or fall, maybe.
You will use
them. Possibly.
Okay.
So that's where the one avenue came from, is Rachel was talking to them about the golf course, and you guys brought up the senior program at the same time. So.
Oh, great.
All right. So I think, Chris, unless you disagree, I think we've got pretty good direction from where to go, or a good jumping off point for the next step, I guess. So, of the survey. And I guess now it's time to ask Chris how she's feeling.
That's really good.
Okay.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to smile.
That's why we're over here.
I know. That's why I'm over here.
Yeah. I feel bad. But, I'm just going to suggest and recommend that we cut it off there, Mike, if that's okay with you. I think there's two things. We don't want to torture Chris. She feels bad, and then there's selfish reasons too. You know, longer we're in the room with Chris.
So, do we want to set a future meeting date?
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
And then will we
we'll move on to the new business items here then at the next meeting.
Yeah, and I think we could probably maybe even get to all of those at the next business meeting.
Right. And maybe have some other feedback just on the survey.
On the survey.
Find out between that.
Right.
And
so
we
far,
think in like,
I guess the
2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks is what I would suggest.
Can we avoid the lunch hour? I think that would be appreciated.
What's that?
Avoiding
I didn't make this time.
I
think we all just agreed that time. I think that worked for them.
Was it a
dual
poll?
It was put on as an option,
oh,
and it was one of the ones that everybody picked. So,
yeah. Have a brunch next time.
All right. Well, I'll
bring in food.
I'll just I'll ask Susan not to put lunch as an option in the future.
Okay.
But if we do ever, because we have to, I think a good rule is to provide lunch. So, just so you know, we will. If we do meet during lunch, it's kind of typical that you
we'll split Rachel's apple.
Yeah. So May, I think we're looking at May, the first week of May. As far as I know, I don't have anything special going on that week.
We have the council meeting on that Monday, and then the Imperatrix property on Wednesday of that week. I was just looking at my schedule.
Those are afternoon.
Yeah, those are.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we couldn't do the week of the first.
Right.
So I'll just ask Susan to put together a poll.
Sounds good.
Have we got not to change the subject, but the tour of the Imperatrix? Did we nail that down yet?
Yeah.
Because I looked at the survey.
May 3rd.
And is that all? That's all the people that are.
I think it's May. I think that she sent out a thing. It's May 3rd, like 4 to 6, I think.
So the people who have accepted so far are Joel Heller, me, Rachel, Rick, Jim Lewis, Jeff McFarland, and then we have Mike, Betsy, Manuel, which I'm going to see if we don't need to take a minutes taker. We should be hauling around a minutes taker. Christy Mergenthaler is obviously going to be there.
No recording devices either.
Yeah. I think it's dependent on how you structure it. I mean, if it's seriously just a tour and we're not
let's get on
deliberating.
The other side of the ditch too and stuff.
Yeah.
It seems like that's time.
I think
a tour, but,
Matt's going to be out of town. Christy's going to be leading us. And from what I understand, Christy will be taking us all over the place.
Yeah.
So
it seems like most of their interest is above the ditch.
It is.
I didn't hear a whole lot of the goal setting.
I'm gonna, and
as I say, you put that on the market and move on.
I'm gonna have a proposal for the May 1st meeting that the city just go ahead and dedicate a portion of the property to us now in trade for some other property, because nobody's thinking about using a big portion of it right now. I mean, there's the sewage, and then there's
should we just adjourn this meeting?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry, this is...